Chapter 3. The Book Huggers. Connor was having a whimsical dream. He was skipping through the German countryside in bright green lederhosen, merrily swinging a basket of freshly picked flowers. He yodeled happily as he skipped toward a picturesque village ahead of him. Everything was so peaceful and happy, he never wanted to leave. But suddenly, a screeching alarm sounded through the area. It was a familiar sound, one that he had heard many times before. Connor looked at the sky and saw the evil alien race from the television show he had watched the night before descend upon the village and begin attacking it. The dream came to an abrupt stop when Connor realized the sound was coming from his alarm clock. He smacked it a couple times more than necessary to shut it off. He was so tired he didn't even feel alive. He felt like his head was filled with a giant cloud that made it difficult to keep his eyes open. Even though he was glad he'd gotten to spend time with Alex the night before, he was seriously regretting his decision to stay up so late. He got dressed and dragged Betsy down the stairs, one step at a time. Bob and Charlotte were waiting for him by the front door. They had always been morning people, a race Connor never understood. "Ready, champ?" Bob asked, swinging his car keys in his hand. Connor grunted something that sounded like yes. Charlotte had an early morning at the hospital and was already dressed for work. She put her arms around her son and hugged him tightly. "Make good choices, Connor," she said. "But most important, have fun."
"Mom, I can't go to Germany if you're still hugging me," Connor wheezed through her tight grip.
"I just need another minute," Charlotte said. "You're the only kid I've got left to hug." Once his mother finally let go, Connor threw his suitcase into the back of Bob's car and they left the house. They stopped at a fast food drive-in for a greasy breakfast, one they wouldn't have gotten away with if Charlotte was with them, and headed to the airport. Bob happily reminisced about his own European adventures as he drove. Connor faded in and out of the conversation. The subtle bumps and vibrations of the car kept putting him to sleep. Eventually, they arrived at the airport, and Bob pulled up to the curbside.
"Before you get out, there's something I wanted to give you," Bob said in a very serious tone. "It isn't the birds and the bees talk, is it?" Connor asked, fearing the worst. "Because I've already seen all the videos at school."
No, Bob said. He paused for a moment, wondering if that was the talk he should have been giving him instead, but then proceeded as planned.
"I got you something your mom doesn't know about."
Bob reached into his front pocket and pulled out a...